Good morning, everybody. Welcome to South Bay Christian Church. It's great to be here. Just taken a short trip to Fort Bragg, and there'll be a couple of things I will bring out about that. Let's take a look at our text, and let's pray after that. We're going to look at and study and think about Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm actually going to begin in Chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. That's the lead-in to chapter 5, the famous therefore. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you as is proper among the saints. So, Father, we come before you knowing that you are our Father and we are your beloved children. You really love us, and you love us so much you gave us your Son. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who teaches us today. Open our minds to you, to your love, and help us to return that love, to imitate you, the very love that you have for all humanity. So bless our time as we talk about Ephesians chapter 5 that you inspired Paul to write, to be imitators of you, to walk in love, to live in love. Help us to think about that every single day of the rest of our lives. And we pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus. Amen. Life is very interesting, isn't it? And one of the things that you probably noticed is that there are many irritations and problems that we have in life. And when irritations and problems come up, we've got to remember we are still to walk in love, like Christ. That is what we are to do. When I was growing up, I'm still growing up, but as from a little kid to a bigger kid, when I was growing up, when I was in a dour mood and I was just plain obnoxious, I would then be called a little stinker. As I grew older, I was called a big stinker. And this phrase that we have today that we're looking at is talking about how Jesus is a fragrant offering. He's the complete opposite of a little stinker. So as I go through life, I begin to think, am I being a little stinker or am I giving love, which God gives? I have here, this is the periodical from the Skunk Train of Fort Bragg, and it is headed as The Little Stinker. So there is our alternative. Now the other alternative, generously supplied by another Fort Bragg enterprise, is Give Love. So I present to you today the alternatives. Do we want to be little stinkers, or do we want to give love? And this is a very important thing. I noticed driving down here that I was inclined to be a little stinker with people who attempted to cut me off or something like that on the road. And I said, no, this is not the way it's supposed to be. I want to make sure that this is what I do, give love. And in all situations, that's what we should be able to do. So we're going to talk a little bit about how great God is. We were talking about that in the communion as well. How great and amazing God is. And we now take a look at the Orion constellation, which we saw up in Fort Bragg. And Fort Bragg is just a wonder of lack of street lights in places. And you can look up and you can see the Milky Way. You can discover and see everything. One of the stars within the Orion is called Betelgeuse. It's spelled Betelgeuse. Don't know why it's pronounced like that, but it's called Betelgeuse. Anyway, picture the size of this. The Betelgeuse star is a star with hydrogen fusion, however it works. It fits in to the orbit of the Earth around the Sun. That's how big it is. So you can imagine the orbit of the Earth filled in completely with star. So it's far bigger than the Sun itself. It's absolutely huge. Our little planet here is only 8,000 miles in diameter. It is. I looked it up. This star, Betelgeuse, is 186 million miles in diameter. That's how big it is. Now, next thing we think about is Jesus was given to mankind. He chose to become human. And to do this, to become human, this God who could create a star 186 million miles across, he had to come down to the earth as a cell from his mother and from the great God of heaven, his father. And that embryo started as 1/300th of an inch. This great God, he cared so much for us. He cares so much for us that he came to our planet to take us out of sin, to pay the penalty for our sins. And that's how he started. 1/300th of an inch after creating a universe. And we're going to quote Psalm 33. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. So this God, who is so great that he can breathe out stars, came to our planet to live and die and resurrect for us. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. Now that's something I think about as well. He observes all my deeds. Am I a little stinker, or am I giving love? In all those situations in life, I need to think about that. That the great almighty creator who breathes out stars, he came as a human being. So you know how they say we box Jesus in, we box God in? Well, he literally boxed himself in to become totally human, totally God. He was totally capable and actually did die. He is God, and he is the one that we think about. Easter is 3 weeks away, I believe. So this is time to think about this, the sacrifice that he made for us. So I'm going to read the text again. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And I'm going to read the contemporary English version of verse 3. You are God's people. You are God's people. So don't let it be said that any of you are immoral or indecent or greedy. That's what he was talking to the Ephesian church about, and that's what he says to us as well. So we must not let the world take us into the immoral, indecent, or greediness of the world. So thinking about that sacrifice of Christ, and he's a fragrant offering, a fragrant offering. And we're going to talk about that, exactly what that means, very shortly. So what has God given us when he uses the expression in the ESV translation, therefore be imitators of God? Well, you have to go back to chapter 1 and 3 and 4. Ephesians chapter 1, 3 and 4. This is what he's given us, and this is why he has the therefore. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every special spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace. So again, the big thing here is I have been a little stinker. I may still be a little stinker at times, but I am destined to be holy and blameless before him. We have to remember that. There are going to be times when we're going to get on the wrong side of love, and we're going to use hate instead, but we must not. We must go back. So that is what we are now looking at. The focal point of this book of Ephesians is this very thing here. Walking in love, or living in love. Walk in love is the ESV. I believe the NIV says live in love. It's virtually the same thing. We walk, we live. That's the way it is. So we have to be imitators of God and walk in love. Ephesians 4 verse 1 says this, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. So this is what being imitators of God is also recognizing, that we are to be imitators of well, as well. The word imitate is viewed as suitable or recognized or fitting for the person who is your father. We are to be fitting or recognizable as a child of the great God. That's what we want to be recognized as, don't we? Luke 2:40, what was Jesus' life like? And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. So the other wonderful gift we have been given, of course, is we have already been transferred into his kingdom. We came through these locked gates here, and it wasn't easy, but I said, wow, it's like we've been transferred into his kingdom, because it's wonderful to be here with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So again, he chose us, Galatians 3, chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless. We are called to be new humans. That's what we're called to be, new humans, to recognize him, to represent him. The word for imitate is mimic. It's like being like that person. There are two great actors I like, Daniel Day-Lewis and Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman played Winston Churchill, and Daniel Day-Lewis played Abraham Lincoln. So with Winston Churchill, Gary Oldham was, of course, looking like him. He rehearsed his voice. He listened to what, and the way he said things. He read what he wrote. He immersed himself so much in the character of Churchill. When a photograph was taken of Gary Oldham and portraying Churchill, I said, I've never seen that photo of Churchill before. Well, it wasn't. It was the actor himself. So he did a good job. So what we need to do to imitate God is to totally immerse us in everything he's done, everything he will do, everything he's written, and we don't hear his voice at this point, but everything that is him, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. That is what we are supposed to immerse ourselves in completely. The gospel story, the whole gospel story, life, death, resurrection, salvation, redemption, reconciliation, justification, sanctification, ransom, and regeneration. All of those things, we've been regenerated. What an amazing thing it is. Now, I'm going to touch on the suffering of Christ, because we need to think about this. If we're going to imitate God, we have to be prepared to give up our lives and to suffer for him as well. One of the things I find so difficult is the fact that he, for eternity, had been completely joined with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, totally, totally loving and helping and serving each other. For a brief time, when he was on the cross and he was made a sacrifice for us, for that brief time, he had that almost separation. It was not complete, because he was still God, and he was still Jesus, but he had that moment, or that time when he was taken away. So that's why he cried out, Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? He did this so that we would not have to be forsaken. And Luke 22 talks about the mocking. And I don't know whether you've ever been mocked, but it's horrible. This is Jesus himself. He was God. He is God. He was mocked. Luke 22:63, the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. could easily have recoiled and said, look, I'm God, I don't stand for this. No, he took that suffering for us. He took that sacrifice for us. Remember, he was a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God himself. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. In Luke 23, they beat him, and they did things that you think, this is horrible that he had to put up with this, but he did. He put up with this because of his incredible love for us. He came to the earth as 1/300th of an inch, starting, because he loves us so much. We have to remember, he had the victory over sin. But sin has not ended. We still have to fight that sin. We still have to let him, his victory over sin, take it in, and we have to do that. We have to say, no, I'm not going to be a little stinker. I'm going to be a fragrant offering. So when we get up in the morning, if we attempted to be a little stinker with our wife or husband or friend or at work or on the freeway, and say, no, I'm not going to be a little stinker. I'm going to give love. We can give love on the freeway too by just being kind, and we should be. We've been given every special spiritual blessing in Christ. Remember that. Every spiritual blessing. We have no way we can say, oh, it's too difficult. No. He gave us the full power of the Holy Spirit to do this. So we're going to talk a little bit about now about the five offerings that were completed in Christ. The Old Testament offerings were to figure and show us what the life of Christ, the death of Christ, was going to be. This is the five offerings here. The burnt offering, the meal offering, peace offering, sin offering, and trespass offering. And I'm going to give you a little sketch of those, of two of those. First one we're going to take a look at is the meal offering. And in the meal offering, this offering typifies Christ as the perfect and sinless man. It's his life. It's his life. The life he led was perfect, as we saw in Luke 2, verse 40. It's the wonderful person and spotless life, which was an offering of a sweet savor to God. There was no shedding of blood for this one. It was the perfections of Christ's person and life, rather than his death. So it consisted of unleavened flour, it consisted of the olive oil, and it consisted of frankincense. Frankincense is a very expensive perfume. So all of those were ingredients in this particular offering. It was there was no shedding of blood in this. It was represents the living life of Christ, the fragrant offering. Okay, the fine flour often is used as a statement of every single detail of his life was like that. The Holy Spirit representing the oil, and the frankincense becoming the beautiful aroma. There is another sacrifice I'm going to talk about. This is the burnt offering, and some say this is the most likely use of Paul's description, the fragrant offering and sacrifice, the burnt offering. Here we have the highest aspect of the work of Christ, where he is seen offering himself up entirely to God to do his will, even to death. So this represents the fact that he was willing to do absolutely everything for God. And a little later we do see peace offering, sin offering, but this is capturing his willingness to die. And he actually did, of course, die. So Christ in this one, the burnt offering, is not seen as bearing our sins, but as accomplishing the Father's will, glorifying him, vindicating the holiness and majesty of his throne. This theme also shows up in the Gospel of John and in Psalm 40. So these offerings illustrate the whole person of Christ. And when we think about what we were reading, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That applies to us. If Jesus did it, we are to do the same thing. We do not have to die for our sins. Jesus did that. But we are to be a fragrant offering, a sweet aroma for God. When we pray, that is how it should be. We are to be a sweet aroma. So in our thinking, our desires, our communication, our anger, even in our anger. We do have righteous anger. It does happen. But we've got to make sure it doesn't go into sin. At work, our relationships, our sexuality, our marriage, our parenting, all of those things are part of the sweetness and fragrance of the person of Christ, which we are to imitate and which we can. And remember, right at the beginning of Ephesians, he says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless. So we will get there. But the way God gets there is also described as a demolition and reconstruction. So he goes about demolishing sins and idolatry and wrong thinking. He demolishes it, but he reconstructs the holy life that we are to live. And we need to be willing to do what God wants us to do. Matthew 16:24, when it comes to how we are to live. Matthew 16:24, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So we have to be willing to give up our lives, even physical life if necessary, in martyrdom. If we need to do that, we will. And we actually will be given the courage to do it. That is often what happens. So, again, we are being given every spiritual blessing, and we are chosen to be holy and blameless before him. So, again, I remind us, what do we want to be? Do we want to be little stinkers, or do we want to give love? We have to think about that every day. Am I going to be a fragrant offering, or am I going to be a little stinker? So, I'll leave you then with those two things. The choice is ours. And remember, he gave everything for us. He came to the earth as a finite human being, able to feel, able to see, but limited. And he was limited because he died. But his sacrifice, his blood poured out for us, you and me, literally cleanses us from sin. And we will then be blameless before him. We are already blameless before him. But when we resurrect, all of the sin will be gone completely. The tendency, the wrong thinking in our minds. So, remember, we love because he first loved us. And we love with the love of God because the love of God fills us. I can only love people as God intended if I love God as Christ provided. So God provides us a way to love, and even our enemies. And I hope that from time to time you've encountered people who are difficult to work with. And I hope you've taken the opportunity to pray for them. Because what happens when you pray for those who despitefully use you, you find that you begin to empathize and even sympathize with them. And you begin to grow to love them. And that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be a living sacrifice for others as well. We may take abuse, and it may be because Christ took abuse on behalf of us, and we can do the same for others as well. So let's pray. We thank you so much, Father, that you gave your Son, and he gave absolutely everything for us. We are moved by that. We are also moved into the strong need for us to remember we are a fragrant offering, and we want day by day to live that. So we pray that as we go home, as we think about everything during the week and the months ahead, that when we're faced with difficulties and challenges, that we select the right one, which is to give love and to become a fragrant offering before you. And we thank you for your Son, the amazing love that he has for us. Even now, we thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen.